Grape Nut Flakes present Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's Hop Harrigan coming in for Grape Nut Flakes, and Glenn Riggs saying they've got what it takes. Ah, they sure have, gang. Those Grape Nut Flakes are biff-bang good for you. A He-Man's breakfast cereal that'll help give you more punch and power, more speed. It's the whole grain nourishment in Grape Nut Flakes that makes the difference. Whole grain nourishment. Just another way of saying Grape Nut Flakes. Just another way of saying a sweetheart and a sock. Why, sweetheart? Because, gang, nowhere is there a breakfast cereal that tastes quite like those Grape Nuts Flakes. And that's because the flavor of Grape Nuts Flakes is two times tasty. Taste it once, and you've got the nice, friendly flavor of sun-ripened wheat. Taste it again, you get the good, rich taste of malted barley. Once you get a taste of it, gang, once you see what a sweetheart that flavor is, you'll know why sometimes the grocer hasn't got those Grape Nuts Flakes on the shelf. People eat them so fast, that poor guy just can't keep up with them. And if that's the case with your grocer, just be a little patient. He'll have plenty more in a day or so. They're good, gang. They're Grape Nuts Flakes, the happy breakfast cereal. And now to our story. Warned not to buy or lease the abandoned Lakeville Airport because of a local legend that the field is haunted by a ghost plane, Hop nevertheless convinced Cyrus Hodgins, owner of the property, to rent it to him. But then, last night, in the midst of a storm, Brooklyn Joe Maloney, who had come to Lakeville in place of Tank while the big mechanic's leg is healing, heard the mysterious phantom plane taking off, its engine cutting out weirdly after a moment it soared from the runway. Suspecting Cass Riker, an ex-stunt flyer who operates two planes from a farm on the other side of town, of attempting to frighten him away from the Lakeville airport, Hop had a stormy session with Riker, the upshot of which was that Riker denied having anything to do with the ghost plane and further stated that he wouldn't go anywhere near the airport at night because no one had ever taken off from its runway after dark without cracking up. As we continue now, Hop, Brooklyn Joe, and Gail Nolan are in front of one of the airport hangars where a Piper Cub, just delivered from the Army surplus pool, is standing. Hop has made a startling statement. And as Gail and Brooklyn Joe stare at him, he repeats it.
Don't look at me that way. I mean it. Tonight I'm going to take off in that Piper and break the jinx.
Hop, no.
Don't tell me you believe in ghost planes, Gail.
Of course not, but...
But what?
I guess she figures like I do.
And how do you figure?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but...
Yes?
I can't put it into words, but thinking about it gives me the creeps.
Thinking about what?
The whole setup. The ghost plane, what Riker said about all the guys who took off at night cracking up.
You believe what Riker said?
It's true, Hop. That's when all the accidents happened at night. That's why the field was abandoned, why nobody wanted to operate
it. Now, look, what's scaring you? A local legend that an airfield is haunted by the ghost of a plane and pilot who cracked up. And where does most of our information come from? From old Ben. The caretaker here at the field, a poor old man who fell off a telephone pole a few years back and hasn't been quite right since.
What about me? I heard the plane. I ain't nuts.
You probably did hear a plane, Joe. That's just my point. Someone is making use of the ghost legend. Either to scare us away or...
Or what?
I don't know. But there may be another reason.
And you think it's Cass Riker? You think he's behind it?
I'm not so sure about that. It doesn't matter. Right now, we're in trouble. Somehow, Mr. Hodgins has learned that the so-called ghost plane showed up last night, and he's backing out of the deal to rent us the airport, tearing up the lease. We've got this Piper now, and there's a Beechcraft on the way. The two planes represent an outlay of $4,000 or $5,000, almost every penny we've got. What good are they to us without a field?
Not much.
Exactly. That's why we've got to break the jinx. We've got to prove to everyone in Lakeville that the airport isn't haunted, that a plane can take off morning, noon, or night without cracking up. Since I'm the one who decided on this field and bought the two planes with some of Tank's money and some of Aunt Agatha's, I'm the one who has to do the proving. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it makes sense, all right, Hop, but there must be another way of proving it.
Yeah, without taking any chances.
I won't be taking any chances. There's absolutely nothing on this field that should prevent a perfect takeoff. I'll use the long runway. It's just been leveled and rolled. It's as smooth as a billiard table.
And what about lights? Runway lights? There ain't any.
There are two landing lights on the Piper. That's plenty.
Hop, I wish you'd talk it over with my father first. We can drive into town now and catch him before he leaves the courthouse.
There's nothing to talk over, Gail. It's all open and shut. I'm playing a game of chess with somebody, an unknown opponent. And the next move is mine.
Hey, here comes a car. Holy cats. It's Hodgins.
He's right, Hop, it is.
Well, here we go. Hello, Mr. Hodgins.
Hello, young man. Miss Nolan.
Hello, Mr. Hodgins.
Mr. Harrington?
Yes, sir?
My mission here today is, unfortunately, not a very pleasant one.
Oh, something wrong, sir?
Mr. Harrigan, I'm going to have to ask you to return your copy of the lease and remove yourself from the premises of this field.
But why, sir?
Because I do not wish to have blood on my hands.
Blood? I don't understand.
I think you do. If you recall, I was extremely reluctant to lease the field in the first place, due to the unpleasant circumstances surrounding it. However, since you were a returned veteran, and since Judge Nolan assured me you were capable of meeting any situation, I relented.
Well, has anything changed, sir?
Yes, decidedly. I'm given to understand that the ghost plane made an appearance last night and was heard by this young man, Mr. Maloney, I believe.
Who told you that?
The source of my information is unimportant.
Was it Cass Riker?
I repeat, that is unimportant. However, what is important, Mr. Harrigan, is that at my age, I cannot afford to spend sleepless nights worrying about what may happen to you here at the field.
But, Mr. Hodgins,
I feel it's my responsibility. And since I don't need the small income the rental would bring, I prefer to leave the property vacant.
Mr. Hodgins, I've just bought two planes. That's one of them over there. What do you expect me to do with them?
Planes are far less important than human lives.
I'm willing to take any chances that have to be taken. As a matter of fact, I intend to prove tonight that the ghost plane legend is nothing but an old wives' tale.
And how do you intend proving that, may I ask?
By breaking the jinx hanging over the field, by taking off at night. Something, I understand, no one has been able to do without cracking up.
I won't permit you to do it, Harrigan.
Why not?
For the same reason, I don't want your blood on my hands.
Don't worry about my blood.
I repeat, I will not permit it, and that's final.
Just a minute, Mr. Hodgins.
Yes?
I understand exactly how you feel about this. I feel the same way. I don't want Hop to take any chances either. But I know him a little better than you do. And while I'd prefer that he didn't make the takeoff until we get to the bottom of whatever's going on here, if he feels he wants to make it, he'll make it, and you won't stop him.
Well, I must say, aren't you being a bit high-handed, Miss Nolan?
No, not at all. You and Hop signed a lease in good faith. If Hop wants to stick by the lease, you're going to stick, too. If I have to get to the judge of the county court to fight it. And you know who that is. My father.
Fighting mad, her dark eyes glistening and spots of color highlighting her cheeks, Gail Nolan, battling for Hop's right to solve the mystery of the haunted airport in his own way, hurls a challenge at Cyrus Hodgins. But this isn't the end, not by a long shot. So stand by for action and suspense in just a moment. But first, gang, two times tasty, whole grain nourishment, bodybuilding goodness, sweet as a nut, bodybuilding goodness, vitamin B1, whole grain nourishment, two times tasty. Put it all together and you've got one of the smoothest foods that ever walked a straight line to breakfast. Grape Nuts Flakes. Grape Nuts Flakes. The unanimous choice for breakfast of men like Hoff Harrigan and Tank Tinker. Because, gang, that whole grain nourishment and bodybuilding goodness is just what the strong man ordered to make a tough job look easy. It's what you need, gang, the whole grain nourishment and strength-giving goodness of Grape Nuts Flakes. And that two times tasty flavor of Grape Nuts Flakes. Ah, there's something that makes the bowl itself wish it was human so it could get a taste of that wonderful Grape Nuts Flakes flavor. Yes, gang, try those Grape Nuts Flakes. Get on to that luscious flavor blend of sun-ripened wheat and malted barley. It's a flavor that comes once in a lifetime, a flavor made to order for breakfast. Grape Nuts Flakes, gang. Crisp, toasty brown Grape Nuts Flakes. The happy breakfast cereal. And now back to our story. Cyrus Hodgins, owner of the property on which the Lakeville Airport is built, has asked for the lease he gave Hop to be returned and the field abandoned again. Continuing now, Gale and Hop have rushed into town, leaving Brooklyn Joe at the airport to guard the newly acquired Piper Cub. We find them in Judge Nolan's private chamber at the county courthouse, where Gale is explaining the new turn of events to her father.
Part of it, Dad. Mr. Hodgins also said he would not permit Hop to attempt to take off from the field tonight. He can't do that, can he?
Legally, no. The lease is binding on both of you.
Well, that's what I told him, but he still said he wouldn't permit it.
I don't understand it, sir.
Perhaps I can explain. Cyrus Hodgins is a very conservative, somewhat straight-laced man. In addition, he's quite civic-minded. During the war, despite his frequently voiced objections to men killing one another, he fully converted his refrigerator plant to the manufacture and assembly of light machine guns. A year or so ago, when young Riker proposed an airport for Lakeville, Hodgins was torn between two things. One, his personal fear of anything connected with planes and flying. And two, the possible benefits Lakeville might derive from an airport. Well, finally, he consented to the use of his land. However, something happened between Riker and Hodgins. And when the next young man took it over and lost his life, Hodgins suffered considerably. Then when the third tenant quit in a panic, that was the end. He resolved never to lease the field again.
But he did, Dad. He leased it to Hop.
It's unwillingly.
That may be, sir, but where does it put me with the two planes on my hands?
Legally, you have occupancy and can do as you please, so long as the agreed rental is paid.
And that settles it. I'm going to take off tonight and the whole town can watch me.
Leaving the courthouse, Hop, Gale, and Judge Nolan drive back to the airport, arriving just as darkness falls. A half hour later, the Piper Cub is out on the field facing the tree-bordered end of the long runway. Gale, nervous and worried, voices her concern.
Hop, are you sure it's going to be all right?
Oh, of course it will, Gale. Now stop it or you'll give me the jitters. Hey, Sandy, where's old Ben?
Don't ask me. Hiding in a hangar someplace, I guess, with his head under a bushel basket.
How come?
When I told him what you were going to do, he almost keeled over, like he was seeing a ghost himself. Scared? Oh, brother, I never seen a guy so scared.
Poor old Ben. He's one of the people we'll have to convince, unless it's too late.
I'm afraid it is, Hop.
I suppose so. Well, let's get this over with before Mr. Hodgins shows up with the sheriff or the state police. I expected him long before this.
He knows he has no legal grounds.
Okay, then. In we go. You spin the prop for me, Joe.
All right, Hop.
Okay, ready.
Switch off.
Switch
Dad,
off.
Dad, I'm so nervous I could scream.
Contact.
You poor kid.
Switch on.
Everything's going
Here
to be
goes.
All right.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Whammy, she turns over. Listen to her purr.
That's what they call purring, Dad. That horrible racket.
Well, what's she doing?
Warming her up. Okay, Hop.
Okay, Joe. Here I go.
Roger.
Good luck, Hop. Good luck.
Roaring into the night, Hop holds the tiny Piper Cub to the center of the runway, throttle open wide, the twin headlights on the forward wheel struts cutting holes in the darkness. 500 feet, 1,000, and the tail lifts. 1,200, 1,500, and the plane thunders along the tree-bordered portion of the runway. 1,700, 1,800, 1,900. The wheels come off the ground, spinning like circular tops. The plane is airborne now. Airborne. Has Hop broken the jinx on the Lakeville Airport? Or can something still happen? The answer is something does. Something that nobody can explain. Something dark, mysterious, and almost ghostly. What is it? We'll know tomorrow, so don't miss it. In all of Hop Harrigan's experience, nothing like this has ever happened to him. So be sure to listen to tomorrow's thrilling episode brought to you by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.